Space cloud, space cloud, that's where I'm going tonight. Space cloud, space cloud, yeah, hi.
And speaking of entirely different, we're about to get a drop-in guest.
A drop-in guest.
Closet man entered the waiting room.
It's a man in the closet.
It's a man in the closet. He will be revealed. Oh!
A
wild closet man has entered the chat. Our first guest of the night. Probably the only one. I don't know. We left it open.
How are you guys?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah. How about you, man?
Yeah. How are you?
All good. All good. Just enjoying my Friday night.
Yeah.
And the end of White Boy Summer.
The end of White Boy Summer.
That's right.
That's right. The moment we've been waiting for. Are you ready?
We've all been waiting for.
The moment we've all been waiting for. We're capping off. We've all been
waiting for.
White Boy Summer. Capping off White Boy Summer. And to start it, let me tell you guys, I got this idea not just because summer is ending,
right?
But because I was on YouTube the other day, and I shit you not, I'm not sure if this is serious. I kind of think it is legit. There's a Chet Hanks documentary out there.
Let's watch it.
Yeah, well, there's a teaser trailer on YouTube, and the YouTube description says, watch the full version on Patreon.
Ugh.
So they want people to pay to
watch a fucking Chet Hanks documentary.
I don't know about that, but we have the privilege and the honor of watching a 2-minute teaser trailer on YouTube. Prepare yourselves. It's going to get wild. Are you ready, Elliot?
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
I was hooking up with this chick. One day, she was on the phone with her family in Jamaica, and she was really in the middle of a heated conversation. Tell that pussy cunt, get him in all white. I really had no idea what the fuck she was saying. And her friend said, feed me a pick, Nina, to carry me so I can't chat. I'm like, wow. So, wait, break that down. So she started breaking down a lot of shit. I'm like, how do you say this? Jano star. How do you say that? Up like seven. She was just telling me how to say different shit. So I got for like a week, like I was really on a Jamaican tip. And that just happened to be the week of the Golden Globes.
We got to tune in.
I had Jamaicans blowing up my Instagram. Respect, General. We're going to come to the island. You know what I mean? The Jamaican people showed me the most love, hands down. But then you got all these social justice warriors in America saying that I'm a fucking villain.
How do you feel about the idea of cultural appropriation overall?
I don't fucking know, dude. If I'm
all gas no breaks,
bullfighting, I can fly to Spain and go watch a bullfight. And if I want to go talk to a matador and say, hey, bro, can you teach me how to fucking fight the bulls? And he's like, hell yeah, bro, here, put this on. He's stoked that I'm stoked, right? Some asshole out there is gonna say I'm fucked up because I'm culturally appropriating the matador culture. But I'm not even like mad though, because all these haters, they're on the way out, dude. There's more people that fuck with what the fuck I'm saying than there's people that are angry about what the fuck y'all talking about. And that's a motherfucking fact.
Big up the whole island then, man.
Just don't do that. Don't even do that.
Man.
You just need to practice before you go on like a stage like that.
Big up to you, them?
No, don't do that, dude.
How did I do it wrong? I don't understand.
Big up. Say it with passion, bro. Big up to you, them.
Big up to you, them. I think we almost sounded the same.
I think Andrew did it a little better. Can you coach him through this?
This is starting to stress me out.
Breaking news. You're watching Channel 5 with Andrew Callahan.
Say it with passion, boys.
Say it.
All gas, no brakes, guy.
Yeah.
Say it with passion. That music got very
very loud in the middle.
Hurt my ears, honestly. Like whoever did that is kind of an asshole. Okay.
They definitely are.
They're definitely a fucking. Who was like, yeah, we're gonna put aggressive club music right here. They wanted to like build it up, but it just hurt my fucking ear.
Yeah, they built up to fucking nothing. There was no payoff.
Yeah, there was nothing. There was just like, yeah, he was kind of all over the place a little bit.
Yeah,
like I understand they were also like jump cutting, but it was also like he got caught up in his words a few times. Like he's, I don't know that he, I guess, yeah, he's very passionate about Jamaicans. Is,
yeah, you know,
that's, I guess, that's what I got out of that. Thoughts? Is that the consensus here? Like,
yeah, it's maybe they fucking gaslit him into.
Yeah, like why was like he...
that? Probably.
It'd be really funny if all this was just a fucking prank laid down by like a bunch of Jamaican people to get this fucking the whitest man on the planet to talk like a Jamaican for no fucking reason.
Hey. Stranger things have happened, man. Like everyone in Jamaica goes, yeah, my dad, yeah, Jamaica Hanks and all that stuff. I mean, I wasn't saying that with passion, but
hey, yeah,
you weren't saying it with passion.
Hey, take some classes before you go on a stage like Space Clown and do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I sounded similar. You and I sounded the same. And now we're just ripping off the video itself.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I like how he shut. Yeah, he was very upset with that guy. Like
he was upset with all gas no brakes is Andrew.
But yeah, that guy was like. But he was just like, why? I'm like another white dude who's just doing a stupid Jamaican accent. Like, why are you upset? And Chet Hanks is like, thinks he's actually Jamaican or something. You're like, it's very, he's on another, he's on another planet, man.
Yeah.
Which, like, he's on another space cloud.
Yeah. Which is why we've been talking so much about him on Space Cloud.
Yeah.
We found it on, we found him on like planet Jamaica.
Yeah, planet Jamaica. Jamaica has black in their flag and black is in space, so.
Yeah.
Planet Jamaica, there you go.
Aliens just come in and calling people a button.
Aliens are coming, but be honest, how would you, I kind of would if it was like, like how cheap would it have to be for you to like, if it was like say $2 on Patreon, would you pay to watch it?
Maybe, yeah.
Absolutely.
I was just thinking of the idea that fucking aliens come down from space and they go on they go on like National News Report and they talk like Jamaicans. It'd be so weird, right?
But they look like Chet Hanks.
Just in the sense that, yeah, they look like Chet Hanks, but they talk, yeah, and they talk like Jamaicans. It'd be so weird because, like, for years and years, we've had this sort of idea that aliens are like these great things. It's like, we are from space, people, beep, give us your anus so we may probe it, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh. Like, yes, sir.
That's kind of the idea that for some reason we've put on aliens, but then they come down. They just don't. They're not like that at all.
They're just crazy Jamaicans that look like white boys. Sorry, Brandon. You said you would absolutely not pay for it.
Absolutely not pay for it on Patreon.
What if it was free? Would you watch?
If it was free, maybe, but I would have to have quite a few more of these Cronenbergs if I were to do it.
Yeah, that's without saying, but
yeah.
That's getting into a different subject. Yeah. Now, I feel like I would watch it in like a group setting though. I would need someone to like, I would need someone there to understand what I'm going through.
Yeah.
Like, misery loves company.
Misery does love company. That's why bars are kind of the go-to place.
Bars are huge.
Yeah, that's why this is huge too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge, mungus. No, but yeah. I don't know. I wonder how long that documentary is. Like, what? I don't. What is that? Like, it didn't really show you much other than he was basically being interviewed. It seemed like a regular interview. Like, that's not really a documentary, you know?
It's not what like if the whole thing is just a ploy to get us to subscribe to someone else's Patreon and rub it in our faces? It's like, hey, look at our Patreon, fucking asshole.
Yeah. I don't even know who the fuck that guy is, or like Channel 5 or anything. Like
Channel 5.
The guy who interviewed Chet Hanks, Andrew, he was on this a channel called All Gas No Breaks, where he would like run around in an RV and go interview people at, like, the Flat Earth Conference, or go interview people at, like, anti-vax concerts or Burning Man, and these like raves, these musical raves where people just say the most insane shit. And it's
okay. So then obviously Chet Hanks is in line with all those people then. So it's
big time.
Like, so it's not really a serious, like, it's not really like, so it's like it's not a serious thing then, you know, like it's not to be taken seriously then. Or is it? I don't know.
Oh, Andrew just simply shows people the way they are, as insane as they can be, as well educated and articulate they can be. That's a beauty, because he also, Andrew, covered the protests last year when George Floyd was killed. Like the protests, like how the white people in the cops, they had their own say, and the protesters and the African-Americans had their own say, and they had their own like differing perspectives and stuff like that.
Right.
So he can be an impartial interviewer, throwing these kinds of stories.
So he is impartial when it comes to controversial characters.
Yes.
Which, without further ado here, we have Chet Hanks' most controversial moments.
Oh, epic.
Oh, man.
Chet Hanks' most controversial. Right after that.
For some, Chet Hanks is best known for being the son of movie star Tom Hanks, or his various acting appearances and musical endeavors. But many people are familiar with Chet for his numerous public scandals. Here are some of Chet Hanks' most controversial moments. When Chet once described himself as the family black sheep, he was likely referring to the issues with substance abuse he experienced in his younger years. He's reportedly been sober since 2015 after a stint in rehab.
If I can change, you can change. There is a solution.
At that time, the Los Angeles Times reported on some videos he'd posted on social media, which have since been taken down, in which he bluntly admitted to becoming addicted to cocaine and crack. He said, "You know, at the end of the day, all that stupid shit I was doing, that's not who I am. That's not who I want to be. And it's been a long journey for me discovering who I am because of all the pressures that I've dealt with in my life. You know, being the son of my dad and everything, and just trying to find where I fit in."
Sorry, but that's horribly worded.
Yeah. I'm rolling my eyes. That, not only that, but just the whole implication. Okay, I know. It's like he's born into this celebrity family. Like, his issues that he faces are not the same issues that, like, we all face. I will say that. It doesn't invalidate his struggles with substance abuse, but just the way that's so poorly worded and the implications of,
like,
that.
Yeah, like, well, like,
with everything being the son of my dad, it's like, everyone's the son of their dad. What the fuck?
Yeah, what? Like, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, being a son of Tom Hanks, one of the most, like, beloved film stars in the world.
Yeah, it makes sense, but it's just so badly worded. Like, yeah, I went through hard times being the son of my dad, you know. That guy's a rough guy.
The other part of it is, Hollywood's full of people who do, like, cocaine and shit, so it's almost like being the son of Tom Hanks, kind of, he had more, like, here's the thing. How often
could have found his way a lot easier.
Yeah. Like, how often have you seen cocaine?
How often have I seen cocaine in general?
Shall I answer that honestly?
yeah, like, actually.
Maybe once, but not used it. Yeah, not once. Like actually using it, never used it before.
Yeah, same.
I've done cocaine.
How was it?
It's fucking...
It was like candy for your nose.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fucking fun. It's not...
But shouldn't do it.
It's highly addictive, though, because it only lasts like 20 minutes, and you have to keep doing it, and then you have a terrible come down of like 3 days where you feel like a zombie. Because you have to, because it's an upper, so then you have to drink so that you keep yourself suppressed, and like, or else you like
go like this type of drink
crazy. So then you're like drunk and high, and then when you want to be done partying, like, you know, go lay down or something, then you crash and your body hates you and you hate you for like several days. You're basically hugging a toilet. So that was my experience anyway. So not a good time. It's fun while it lasts, but then it's not worth the come down. The harder the drug, the worse the come down. So yeah. But anyways, yeah, so what was your point there, Elliot? What were you doing?
No, I'm just saying, like, because of how often we might have seen it as opposed to like him, he would have been exposed to that sort of thing a lot more than we have, even if,
well, like, even if, yeah, we've done, because,
it once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing with drugs is if you know all you need to know is one person who does drugs, and then they know another person who does drugs, and they know another person who does drugs.
So it's a vicious cycle.
So then you end up knowing like all of your friends become drug addicts. So in Hollywood, I mean, it's a very, there's drugs everywhere because everyone does drugs. It's a fucking direct cycle. So yeah, he could fucking, like, hell yeah, he got addicted to drugs because it's fucking easy to get addicted to drugs in Hollywood.
Like, yeah, because there's so much money there that they can afford to do it, and also the amount of work that they do. That's why they call cocaine the rich man's drug. Because, yeah, like, you need to be rich to keep up that habit because it's so expensive. And
yeah, it's probably,
yeah, it makes you productive for 20 minutes.
Yeah, it makes you super productive and focused for 20 minutes, and then that goes away, and then you're like, no, I want that back. So you keep doing it, and then, you know, the higher the high, the lower the low. So yeah, I mean, hell yeah, he can get super, he got addicted to drugs, which is very easy to do. Don't feel like that's not, I mean, but also when he was like, they showed that Instagram clip where he's like, if I can change, you can change too, or whatever. And it's like, but he's still kind of crazy.
Yeah. Some things just won't change.
Yeah. Like, how did he feel he changed? You know what I mean? He's just kind of,
I mean, any change for the better is good. Even like, it doesn't matter how low you become, if you make an active effort to become better, then it's...
Yeah, but now he's known for like just kind of doing controversial stuff, and yeah, I can't remember where I was going with that, but just doing like, see, like, people kind of think he's a drug addicted lunatic anyway. So like,
yeah, well, like, there's no reward for that sort of thing, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, people are kind of like if he was like, I was addicted to drugs and now I'm like, acting career is blowing up, you can, like, Robert Downey, he's not Robert Downey Jr., you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, anyways, like,
here we go.
Yeah, it's...
And where right back to where we were.
What are you going to say, Elliot?
No, I was just going to say, like, well, that's like a, Robert Downey Jr. is kind of like a one in a million story. Most people don't get nearly, like, even half as far as what he's gone through or done with his life.
No. But, well, he got lucky because, well, basically,
because of Burger King.
Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah. Mel Gibson, right? Not Burger King, but it did help.
Burger King?
What's the... Well, yeah. What? Oh, like, the story,
hold on.
The story there is, like, after a night of, like, binging, right? He went to Burger King, and he had a burger that was so nasty, he had, like, a depressive sort of, like...
He had, like, a manic episode?
Manic episode that essentially turned his life around because of a nasty-ass burger. Fucking nasty patty.
Well, that's what you get for doing it at Burger King instead of going to McDonald's or Wendy's, where they have good patties.
I don't know about McDonald's. I
would argue that Dairy Queen is great. I love Dairy Queen burgers.
Como se va?
What?
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'm serious. Dairy Queen has, like, actually
Dairy Queen
good burgers.
Has amazing food, yeah.
Ice cream or bust?
Well, Dairy they Queen have good ice cream, is... too. That's the thing. But their burgers are actually really good, too.
Their chicken fingers are amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't tried it, actually try a burger from Dairy Queen. They're actually pretty damn good. They're what
Dairy
Burger
Queen,
King burgers should be.
Burgers. Yeah, no, they are. Yeah, I mean, it's between, like, them and Harvey's, I would say, as far as, like,
a hot take, but I actually prefer Dairy Queen's burgers over Harvey's.
That's a very hot take.
It is a very, very hot take. Hot I love take. Harvey's.
You might burn your hand. Calm down.
I like hot Harvey's, tongue. And I love the service that they provide there. I love the idea of being able to customize my own hamburger without, like, I don't have to say no pickles, no onions, no nasty rabbit food shit on my burger.
They listen to you.
It's the best part about Subway without having to go to Subway, because Subway, honestly, is not... I used to love Subway, but now I don't as much.
Mr. Sub all the way.
Yep, Mr. Sub.
Or really, actually, it's like the indie mom and pop sub shops are actually the best.
Does Firehouse Sub qualify as a mom and pop? It's another chain, but still.
No, it's a chain. You got to go to, like, those corner store sub shops. You know what I mean?
There's actually a really good burrito place, an Indian place that opened up on Third Line in Dundas. That's really good. There's two places, a roadie place and a burrito place.
Roadie places, you don't beat that shit. That shit's amazing.
Roti.
Roti like is Hanks. So fucking nice.
It sounds like something Chet Hanks loves is roti.
It's an Indian dish, not a Jamaican dish, I don't think.
No, but it still sounds like something.
Actually, no, I think roti is Jamaican.
It sounds
as well.
Jamaican.
It is Jamaican?
I think roti. So.
Here.
R-O-T-I?
Jamaican, man. I'm not even doing
Let's
a good
see.
Accent. Let's get back to this. You Google that.
In a 2015 interview with Entertainment Tonight, he opened up about how the support of his parents helped him find his way towards sobriety. He admitted, "They couldn't be more supportive. Every step of the way, they've always been there for me, and I'm really lucky."
Was that sort of what all of a sudden made you wake up and realize I've got somebody else to live for?
That's pretty much single-handedly what it was.
If you or anyone you know is struggling with addiction issues, help is available. Visit the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration website or contact their national helpline at 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-4357. In February 2015, prior to entering rehab, Chet was driving a car registered to his parents when he got into a fender bender. According to TMZ, he rear-ended a vehicle driven by a man named Terry Mugen, a career butler who had worked for stars like Clint Eastwood, Joan Rivers, and Oprah Winfrey. Mugen subsequently sued Chet's parents. In his suit, Mugen alleged that Chet had been driving in a butler who had worked for stars.
That's the worst Clint Eastwood picture of life.
Yeah. Well, like, they must have caught him on a day when he was... He really wasn't feeling lucky.
God, Dirty Harry, more like Dirty Old Man Harry. Fuck.
Well,
like,
you know,
old dirty bastard.
Yeah,
Well, you know,
never talk about the Wu-Tang Clan.
Well, you know, with Clint Eastwood's sexual habits, he probably still is.
Wait, what?
Well, no, because he was like hot shit in the day. Like, he was like just like so big in like the hookup scene and whatnot at the time. Like, he had like a secret family. Like, he has like only 7 kids that we know of. And he apparently must have like 7 more secret kids because he would like hook up like crazy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Although that makes sense.
It's Clint freaking Eastwood, of course.
Yeah, it's Clint fucking Eastwood.
Yeah, of course he gives you the look. Like, that's all you
Clint
need.
Eastwood. Clint loves Clint.
Clint loves Clint.
Unironically, yes.
Dude,
it's not about you, you bastard. God, Joan Rivers. Jesus.
Joan Rivers.
She was
R&D, the Shrek movie. Rest in peace.
I remember her from the Shrek movie most of all.
Or more
Shrek
like 2. Rest in pieces. Yeah.
More like rest.
Oh man.
Peanuts.
Because she's made of plastic, so it doesn't decay.
The joke here is that she's had a lot of plastic surgery.
Yes, it's true.
Tell us something we don't
nothing
know.
To say about this.
I opened most Krista Horse once.
Nothing to say about this blood.
Thank you. You
monster.
Told us something we didn't know.
Exactly.
Anyways.
Wait, you what a horse?
Eastwood, Joan Rivers.
What? Hold on, what? You bought a horse?
No, I said I opened most kissed a horse once.
Oh my.
It's from Austin Powers. I wouldn't actually do that. I hate horses. They're terrifying.
What? Really?
Dude, have you ever had a horse stare at you?
I mean, they did paralyze
Superman,
so that's valid.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Horses paralyze Superman.
Yeah.
For what?
Christopher Reeve.
That's why he was crippled.
Oh, right. Yes, it's a horse accident. A horse riding accident. Right.
Yeah. Horses are bastards, evil bastards. They crippled Superman. Bastards.
Well, if the horse he's got to do a rollover. You
imagine they put that in like a new Superman movie. It's like, Superman, you're kryptonite. And they just threw a horse at him.
Threw a horse at him and he made him cripple for the rest of the time. That'd be fucked up.
Amazing.
It's weird, like, knowing that Christopher Reeves was Superman and he also did like a documentary about dinosaurs and then he was crippled.
And Christopher Reeves, he was also roommates of the late Robin Williams, may he rest in peace.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
And when he was crippled, Robin Williams came in and just usually like kept him laughing to get him through it, going, aha, doctor down. And he would just do his usual thing of just improvising and making jokes about everything he'd see to keep Christopher Reeves' spirits up.
During that time, wasn't he doing Patch Adams?
Maybe.
Yeah,
that would make sense. So, like,
he was. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a real one.
He was a great guy. Fuck.
So was Christopher Reeves as well. I heard
They were good men. Yeah, we watched The Cottage, The Birdcage, that movie that Robin Williams did with Nathan Lane.
Yeah,
that movie Birdcage.
Great one. I'm surprised that it would have been interesting if Robin Williams and Tom Hanks did a movie together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another Disney movie. There's a crossover with the Genie and Woody.
Genie and Woody.
Yep. And then Buzz Lightyear going, hur, 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 Tim Allen grunting like on Home Improvement.
Speaking of Buzz Lightyear, Chet Hanks kind of looks like Buzz Lightyear. Honestly.
Oh my god, he does.
That's really ironic.
Why would you? Ugh. It'd be really funny to get like a. It'd be really funny to get a
Buzz Lightyear with dreads in his freaking. we have 10 minutes. Buzz Lightyear with dreads in his helmet.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, it's like you get the toy or whatever, right? You put a little bit more stubble on him, and then you replace his voice box with fucking Chet Hanks lines.
Oh my
god. So, what part do you want to do to next?
We have.
And a cabal, Chet added in his post. It's been making me hostile and paranoid, which oddly enough.
So, this is Spencer.
Oh god.
How ads.
System.
You stop missing medications. It's bad.
Is probably idiot. Exactly how they feel.
What's making him hostile?
Chet of he from the
internet. He posts.
You skip through too much.
Rap feud.
Chet had long been active on social media when he decided to step away from Instagram for a while in the fall of 2020. As Pop Culture reported, he posted a lengthy message to explain why he was planning to press the pause button on his social media. He explained, "Months of vile accusations from pro-Trump conspiracy theorists have been taking their toll on me mentally. To see such disgusting lies written about my family from people who really don't know reality from the internet." While Chet didn't detail those vile accusations, it's a safe bet they were coming from adherents of a certain bizarre conspiracy theory about Tom Hanks and a cabal. Chet added in his post, "It's
hostile
and paranoid, which oddly enough is
the fuck is a cabal? I'm pretty sure cabal is a Mortal Kombat character." It's like
I think they mean like QAnon. Like the QAnon Tom Hanks conspiracy.
Oh, okay. It was like
that we touched like, on.
It's like fucking cabal's not real, dumbass.
Well, neither are these Tom Hanks conspiracy theories so far. Might as well
it's
be.
Just all conspiracy stuff. I'm not even calling
that's
it a theory.
Just
they don't
a
even
theory.
Have base. Oh my, oy vey.
It's every interesting.
Day.
That's so interesting to me that he's like, well, I guess he is human after all, but he's getting upset that people are like saying stuff about his family. But like, it's kind of ironic because he's also kind of like, here he is saying he was like the black sheep of the family, and like he's kind of doing insane shit that's like kind of. Tarnished. One could argue it's like tarnishing his family's rep, and now he's like stop spreading conspiracy theories about my dad or whatever.
Like, to be fair, it's like to be fair to him, in a sense, it's like I don't care what rumors you spread about me, but like my family as a whole, it's like what the fuck. Like, I've done some shit, put the blame on me. Don't do shit that's like not yet to be proved. Like, if people are like, oh, if someone told me, it's like, oh yeah, your mom's a fucking pedophile. It's like, okay, what fucking claims do you have? But if you said shit like, oh, you're a dumb idiot, then I'd be like, yeah, okay, fair. Does that make any sense?
That's a bit, those are very like dumb idiot and pedophile or like
it's the same thing. If you're a pedophile, you're a dumb idiot. You can take that to the bank.
They're not mutually exclusive, but
they are mutually exclusive.
You're mutually exclusive with being a dumb idiot pedophile.
Yeah. Ooh, got him.
Got him. Oh my god. I don't know. Brayden, what's your take on that?
My take on pedophiles and dumb idiots?
No.
Mutually exclusive.
Well, yes, but no. No, like, that he's, like, getting butthurt about his family conspiracies, but also, like, the irony in that, you know?
My take on him being butthurt? Well, of course he's going to be, like, very hurt that his own father and mother being compared to is some sort of, like, fictional, like, cabal. Of course he'd be angry about that.
My parents aren't from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, his parents aren't in Mortal Kombat. That's the lesson we're taking away from here. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are not Mortal Kombat. Great.
More about there were like those conspiracies of like Tom Hanks started COVID and was like a pedophile and like fucking child trafficking. Insane.
Wait, hold on. I thought Bats started COVID. Are they implying that Tom Hanks is a fucking vampire?
Tom Hanks is Batman.
Well, he was the first. He was the first like person to announce he got COVID in like North America.
Oh, and there's the whole blood thing tied to him. Yeah, Tom Hanks is a vampire. Checks out, guys.
Yeah, Tom Hanks drinks the blood of infants to stay alive. I don't know.
Yeah, so he's a vampire.
Stupidity. That's all it is. Stupidity.
Yeah, it's stupid, obvious, but so is
it was funny. It was funny, however, watching his face when Ricky Gervais is lighting up the Hollywood elite back in his Golden Globes, like 2020 speech, where he was just like ripping in. It's like, okay, we all know that Epstein died. We're all upset. I know he was your friend. Ricky Gervais is a roasting of the entire Hollywood elite back then when he hosted the Golden Globes one last time. Like Tom Hanks was just so shocked going, I just looking around like crazy.
It looks like he was kind of shocked, but like it almost looked like he was kind of about to laugh, but in a sense of like, maybe I shouldn't laugh at this because I actually did know him.
I mean, yeah, he definitely, as far as Tom Hanks' involvement, you can't really speak on that, but you can't deny that he has to know and be sort of at least acquainted with people involved in that.
Yeah, it's like maybe he didn't know or whatever. It's just,
I wouldn't
like, there's so many variables.
Like, I would be like, if like, out of people I know, like if you know a person sort of semi, if you've been around people long enough, you kind of know what if they're like addicted to drugs or something, you know, if you know who does drugs, who doesn't do drugs type of thing, you know what I mean? Like if you've been around that person enough, and I mean him being like a top actor in Hollywood for like 30 plus years, he has to know the ins and outs, you gotta think.
Right.
He's gotta know. Like he doesn't not know who Epstein was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like he knew who Epstein was, but maybe know about all the terrible shit he did.
I don't know. Or at least maybe not to an extent, but he had to have an idea. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Maybe just the tip of the iceberg, but it went so much deeper, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how clean can you keep your nose being king shit in Hollywood, you know?
King shit.
I mean, Tom Hanks is kind of king shit, you know what I mean? Like, name a more well-respected fucking actor, person.
Big
Terry Crews now, Forrest Gump. I guess.
Big Forrest Gump, then Toy Story, then Saving Private Ryan, Bridge of Spies.
Like, fucking
so many Green like Mile. Well-respected, like, so many well-respected, like, well-films. Like, yeah, he's a great actor. Yeah. Yo, man, he's, like, done so much good for this world, too. So.
But, yeah, what the fuck? Why is he, you know, I mean, 100%.
The internet just likes to make stupid shit up. It's just what the internet likes to do. This is what we do.
Yeah.
We find certain
things. Yeah, no, it's absolutely made up. He has nothing to do with any of that, but he has to, like, know.
People with too much time in their hands make up these theories.
Too much time on my hands.
Sticks.
And
we got a minute left.
Sticks. We got a minute left. I can send a new one. Because we didn't finish.
I do have to I do have to work early in the morning. Yeah. They traded out my Monday morning shifts for
Saturday.
Finish
this. We gotta finish these controversial moments, Elliot.
Oh, you're right.
Oh yeah! I am proud.
We are Space Cloud!
Support us by following the link.
This is Danny Cash, and you are watching Space
Cloud. Ramon Film Productions presents the best of the best movies.
Now, just your reaction.
Yeah.
Who killed Captain Alex?
Dude, that movie's great.
That's so stupid. It's so stupid.
No, it's epic. You're wrong.
No, it's stupid, but it's charmingly stupid. I don't know, man.
It's not charmingly stupid like Zonad, though. Zonad actually has a cohesive plot. Who killed Captain Alex just doesn't.
All right, we are.
I'm just gonna keep hyping up these stupid movies.
Yes, please
God
do.
Damn it, you love to do that.
You can also hype up Star Wars: Rise of Skywalker while you're at it.
No.
Star Wars.
You did say you'll hype up stupid movies, so.
Yeah, but stupid movies that people haven't.
Stupid movies that aren't like the top of the crop. Stupid plot.
Like stupid movies that know they're stupid. Like that's the thing. I would rather watch a movie that's just like, yeah, this movie sucks, but you're gonna enjoy watching it, rather than, yeah, this movie tries to take itself too seriously and you're gonna hate every second of it.
Clone Wars. This is taking up recording time.
Yeah, let's get back to
let's get on to the controversies. The Chad Hanks controversies.
Maybe.
Nice pause.
Simply asked, what in the hell is going on here? Given ongoing discussions about systemic racism in the U.S., most people would probably hold off on declaring that the summer of 2021 was going to be a, quote, white boy summer. Chet is not most people, and that's exactly what he did in an Instagram video he posted in March 2021. He said, I just got this feeling, man, that this summer it's about to be a white boy summer. Take it how you want. I'm not talking about Trump NASCAR type white. I'm talking about, you know, me, R&B singer John B, rapper singer Jack Harlow type white boy summer.
Hey, let me know if you guys can vibe with that and get ready, you know, because I am.
In a subsequent Instagram post, he clarified what white boy summer does not represent, saying, you know what's not white boy summer? Having any ill will or prejudice toward anybody from a different background, race, walk of life than you, you know? That's not white boy summer, dude. That's the we gotta elevate and get rid of straight up. Because the real vibe is having nothing but good vibes toward everybody. However, not everyone was buying that explanation. One Twitter user commented, Chet saying white boy summer sounds like a racist dog whistle to me.
What?
Chet took his
racist dog whistles?
Yeah. Okay. That's not what a dog whistle sounds like. It's a horn.
They only like they only are heard by Black Labs or something.
Yeah. I can make a joke here and I really shouldn't, but
do it.
I was gonna say Black Labs Matter. And they do, honestly.
They're adorable.
I used to have a Black Lab.
Did you?
He was a good dog.
And then you threw it away for a Golden Lab because White Boy Summer, right?
Because White Boy... No, that's fucked up.
Yeah, nope. That's, I'm sorry. Not funny. Not giving that one to you.
not that one.
He died brief. Painful.
It's their dogs. It's not. It's their dogs, man.
Yeah, but
they're dogs. They're dogs. They're dogs.
What dog doing?
No, I love dogs.
What's going, doggy?
What's up, dog? Who let the dogs out?
Woof, woof.
That was funny. I don't care. It was dogs. I wasn't being serious.
All right. Woof. It got traded up for a gold. What do you know?
No. Then what happened to you, Black Lab? What happened to the dog?
What happened to the dog? He was epileptic. He was epileptic, and that's why he passed away.
Oh.
Repeated doses of seizures. Got him one day.
That's fucking...
Poor dog. That is a lot more depressing than our...
That might have been... I mean, at that point, no.
At that point...
Yeah, there's
no, not doing it. No.
Yeah.
I was going to make a callback, but no. No,
can't make a callback.
She must give of herself entirely.
Ad! What do you know?
At that point, you may have traded him for Chet Hanks.
And for White Boy Summer to the next level, when he subsequently announced his plans to come out with his own line of White Boy Summer branded merchandise. While many found the whole concept of White Boy Summer to be ill-conceived and questionable, Chet's merch managed to receive even more criticism, thanks to the font used on his t-shirts and sweatshirts, which, as The Guardian reported, was a, quote, gothic-style font that is close to one used by white nationalists. That particular font bore a similarity to fonts that were used in Nazi Germany, most prominently on the cover of Hitler's Mein Kampf book. Not surprisingly, the unveiling of Czech White Boy Summer merch generated a fair degree of controversy on social media. One Twitter user summed up the prevailing attitude by explaining that using that particular font made the logo look, quote, aggressively racist. In 2015...
Hold on, stop.
Fucking Chet. You can't catch a break, racist guy. He's probably just too stupid to realize that that was used in, like, Nazi propaganda.
He had no idea. How the fuck is someone, like... I wouldn't even know that. You know what I mean? But, like... That's not something the average person would know.
Especially not someone like Chet Hanks. You probably have
to study white nationalism to know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I had no idea about that. Like, that's not something I even considered. Yeah. But then when it happens, it's like, oh.
I like how it was like someone on Twitter said it was aggressively racist. Like,
you could, yeah, but Twitter people racist. Blow everything
you out have of to throw in like there's different levels of racism or something. That's
well, yeah, casual racism,
yeah,
I guess, casual, but like
racism,
but like
when you say it's when you say a instead of the er at the end, it's casual racism. Yeah.
Even still, it's like there's casual and then there's rank.
There's casual and there's competitive league.
There's competitive racism.
Competitive racism.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. No, that's... Oh, you... Oh, no. Damn it.
We don't do casual racism around here. We're going into competitive mode.
Oh, there's so many opportunities for jokes that just aren't any good.
That just are rude and stupid.
What if you had like a skunk because it's white and it's black?
It's cultural appropriation.
Yeah. then you can't, like, I feel like that's Chet Hanks' favorite spirit animal is a skunk.
Because it's smelly.
Because he stinks.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, let's power through this. What is...
We're going to look like such assholes.
Racial slur in an Instagram post. Rather than apologize, Chet instead defended his use of the word. In a post that, in 2015, USA Today reported that Chet, who was then using the rap name Chet Hayes, was hit by backlash when he used a racial slur in an Instagram post. Rather than apologize, Chet instead defended his use of the word. In a post that was later taken down, he wrote, "If I say the racial slur, I say it amongst people I love and who love me. And I don't accept society getting to decide what anybody can or can't say. That's something we call free speech."
Wait.
Well, did they say what it was? I assume I know what it is, but still, they didn't say it.
Well, I don't know. No, it could have been anything. It could have been like some crazy Jamaican thing. And well, he just assumes it's okay. Why is he's like, when that's... That's so, you can't be like that. You can't be like, yo, when I say this word, it's with...
Yeah, no, he's just
between
an idiot.
Me and people I love or whatever. It's like, it doesn't matter.
No, it's like,
it was the N-word. It was the N-word.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That's like calling your mom a bitch and being like, but it's cool because I love her.
It's cool because I love my mom. It's like, no, you still called her that.
That's a big yikes for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what the hell, man? Like, yeah, my dad's a piece of shit, but I love him. So it's cool, man.
Yeah, I'm... Oh, jeez.
The only time that's funny is if you say it to, like, your pet or something. Just because it's
even
so
then, it's just like, why are you saying that to your pet?
I know, but sometimes it's just so... I'm guilty of doing that when I was young. Just because I was a goofy little kid.
Yeah, because you're a kid and you didn't know the horrible implications behind using those words.
I mean,
stuff.
I kind of sort of did.
Like, but... that's the thing. Like, you understand that it's a bad word, but you don't understand how bad it is until, like, later.
I remember in, like, grade two, I was on the playground and I was like, I think I tripped and I yelled shit. And that was like the first time I swore in, like, public. And I thought that, like, a teacher would hear me and send me to the office, even though it was like, it was on the playground. Like, the closest teacher was like 500 meters away. It was like, that's the kind of like fear they had in when you're a young kid in, like, school.
Yeah.
But I feel like now that's like the internet. That's the kind of fear the internet. That's the kind of fear Twitter poses.
Well,
it's like, you don't know, like, you're so scared to say anything because.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, there is two sides to that coin. The other side being Twitter is just like, ultimately, it's just people posting their opinions online and being harshly criticized for it by other people who have stronger opinions. That's ultimately what Twitter boils down to. It's just people's ideals and opinions clashing really hard.
What's your take on Twitter, Closet Man? Do you closet Twitter?
Do I closet Twitter? Yes, I do, but it's for my voiceover work, just to connect the community. I stick outside of Stan Twitter and all those other things. It's just a waste of time.
Twitter is a cesspool of PC, the worst of PC culture.
Social media in general is just...
Yeah, but Twitter is the worst of it, I feel like.
Yeah, well, Tumblr was that way for a while.
But then they got rid of all the porn in there.
Yeah, it's just like, well, that's kind of what Tumblr was made for, ironically. It's the whole OnlyFans thing again. right. I don't know. Like, here's the thing. Free speech is free speech, but the other side of having free speech is being responsible for the things that you say, which some people just don't take that responsibility.
Some people don't take the responsibility. Like Chet Hanks did not take responsibility.
Yeah, like Chet Hanks. That's a perfect example. It's like he said some stupid shit and he handled it poorly, and he should. And he, like, it's absolutely valid that he should be criticized for it.
Yeah. Well, he's. I feel like he hasn't been. I feel like part of his allure is also his downfall. Because
he's like watching a car crash
in very slow motion.
Yeah, you're like a car crash in slow motion. It's like I'm watching
The allure is that he's Tom Hanks' son, and then the downfall is that he's Tom Hanks' son and he's doing this shit.
Yeah,
it's very, it's exactly like a fucking train wreck. You can't stop watching. God, what? So we have his racial slur.
Yeah.
And now we're gonna skip ahead. We're gonna get his assault lawsuit. This is like
assault. When Chet and his girlfriend Kiana Parker split up in January 2021, their parting wasn't exactly amicable. In a video obtained by TMZ a few months later, Chet's ex is seen taking a swing at him just before the video goes black. When the video resumes, Chet has blood streaming down his face from an apparent wound on his forehead. According to a subsequent report in People magazine, Chet took his ex to court, suing her for theft, assault, conversion, and battery. In a statement to the publication, Marty Singer, the attorney representing Chet, said the couple broke up after Chet allegedly discovered she'd stolen money from him. Singer declared, "The day after Chet confronted Kiana Parker about stealing money from his credit card, while Miss Parker was accompanied by a huge male carrying a gun, she viciously attacked Chet with a knife, which caused him to profusely bleed. It is all on video, and the undisputed video tells the whole story. Her claims are completely false, fabricated, and fictional." According to TMZ, Parker denied Chet's accusations. There are two sides to every story.
Well,
holy fuck.
Okay, yeah.
And that's fucked up.
Like, yeah, I mean, no one should be attacked with a knife.
Yeah, that just goes without saying.
Yeah. But they also should have, like, I like how they, like, it's all on video, and then they don't, like, even
then they don't show it,
a snippet of this. Like, all we need to see is if she's holding a knife. You don't even have to show the whole video.
Yeah,
maybe, I guess just maybe like the video's not, I guess they wouldn't, I guess probably the video's not publicly, because it's, like, part of a legal case. So
yeah, like it's just not available
now. It's evidence. You can't put out evidence, and maybe it'll be released after. I think this is still ongoing. Maybe. But yeah, okay, that's she sounds like a crazy BIT. A crazy man. I mean, we thought Chet Hanks was crazy, but I mean, maybe he detracts crazy.
Pardon me.
Protected.
I mean, maybe he is, but I don't think that should take away from the fact he was still fucking assaulted.
Yeah. Dude's literally bleeding. Like, the fuck? He
got stabbed with a steely knife.
Yeah, that's sharp, nasty, ouchy. What else we got here?
And that was definitely the case when it came to the altercation between Chet and Parker that led him to sue her for allegedly assaulting him. Parker, in fact, insisted that Chet was the aggressor in the incident, as the Houston Chronicle reported.
The aggressor, but when she has a knife.
Yeah, when she has a knife and he is...
And he's bleeding.
Well, like, yeah, if they have video evidence of it, then fucking...
All right, yeah, Interesting.
Parker went to court to seek a protective order against Chet after she claimed there were a series of incidents that preceded their TMZ-documented blow-up. One of these, she claimed in an affidavit, took place while they were in New Orleans as Chet filmed the Showtime series Your Honor. During an argument, she alleged, Chet became aggressive and hostile and then threw a bottle at her and dragged her away from the door of their hotel room when she tried to leave. She also claimed he broke her phone and, quote, threatened to jump off a balcony if she left and called her a ghetto black b-. A judge granted Parker a temporary protective order against him. She subsequently launched a lawsuit of her own, according to USA Today, suing him for $1 million, alleging he, quote, mentally and physically and psychologically battered her. In a statement obtained by People magazine, attorney Marty Singer denied Parker's accusations. If you or someone you know is dealing with domestic abuse, you can
call that number.
Yeah, called 778-33.
Yeah. Get yourself... No, but if like, your actually, loved one is suffering from domestic abuse, call...
if you are a loved one, domestic abuse, call 10-111-1473.
Get some monobrand breakfast sex cereal and all problems will be resolved.
Yes.
But like,
die from jaundice.
But like, yeah, actually, if you are actually experiencing those things, please actually call those numbers.
Stop watching this podcast if you are.
Yeah, stop watching this podcast. Please it's do. Not doing you any good.
Yup.
We're going to come to your house and ruin your life.
we're not going to do that.
Maybe. If you let us, I don't know. We're like vampires. We have to get invited in first.
Yeah, we need the blood of babies as well.
We need the blood of the infidels. Now, I like how that video was like, it like kind of started out as he was like crazy, and then it was like he got more crazy, and then at the end it kind of painted a sympathetic angle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it was like one after the other. It's like sometimes you kind of feel bad for him, but mostly it's just like, yeah, this guy's kind of an idiot.
Yeah, he's kind of crazy. He's a little crazy. Oh God, I can't believe he. God, like, why would you? I don't know. That sounds like a real mess, honestly. That whole thing, like, I guess it's all he said, she said, but like, it took a real serious turn there. All right. This has got quiet.
Yeah. I mean, what is there to say about that?
That was very grim. I mean,
it's grim at the end. Yeah.
That was very, yeah, I mean, that was just messy. What the fuck did they fuck this up?
Yes, this is White Boy Summer, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, White Boy Summer, where you, like, I don't
doesn't
know.
Doesn't end with a bang.
With a kitty.
Yeah.
This just means, don't.
Ends with a whimper.
Yeah. White Boy Summer, Dog Boy Summer, where you buy a dog instead, because that's a better idea.
Yeah, it's a way better idea. Buy a dog, but like love it.
Treat it like Tom Hanks and treat it like Chet Hanks.
Yeah. Just don't be a big asshole to your dog, okay?
Life and that's advice. The final lesson you can get out of freaking White Boy Summer.
Well, and that's the bottom line.
Yep.
Listen, the whole time we've been talking about the whole reason we know who Chet Hanks is because of Tom Hanks. And now we have Chet Hanks. Chet Hanks talks about what Tom Hanks is like as a dad.
Oh, yeah.
Just as I've been getting more work as an actor and my career has been taken off, like with Your Honor, for example, like I've really like utilized him as a resource, just for advice and for mastering my crafts, and like being able to have that relationship with him has just been so rewarding, man. He's taught me so many amazing, you know, lessons, not just life lessons, but also on the craft that, it's just so valuable. It's helped me out tremendously as an actor, and I'll be sharing those lessons on the Actor's Advantage.
Could we give one shout out to Rita too? Because we've talked a lot about this. Shout out Rita Hanks.
Yeah.
It was Rita Wilson.
Rita Wilson, right.
She's the best.
Wilson.
I love my mom. I just love my parents so much. I'm just really, really grateful. And I'm extremely blessed, man.
Dude, you know I did a show with her? One of the first things I ever did.
Are you serious?
Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was I forget what show this was.
Watch What Happens Live.
Watch What Happens Live?
Oh, no way, dude.
Yeah. It was me when I was like 19. Bob Saget.
No fucking way.
Andy Cohen?
Yeah, right.
And your mom.
Dude, I'm going to bring that up to her.
It's wild.
I'm sure she'd love to see it. Did you talk to her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sweetheart. Dude. Well, because she was like, you know, her and Bob Saget. Yeah. Andy, I was like, yo, this Bob is crazy. Saget. This was one of the Bob first things I did. I was 19. I think I was still in college.
No shit.
Actually, yeah. Yeah. Like I flew from Ohio University to New York.
Okay, this guy is just like then like masturbating all over the place. What is that, like Jake Paul or something?
Actually, I don't know.
That was like a Paul brother, wasn't it?
I think Jake was Paul does actually have a podcast.
I got nothing.
I think that was a Paul dude. I don't know, whatever. I think he was a Paul dude. Anyway, he's just like, yeah, I did this with your mom. Yeah, look at me. I'm going to jerk myself off. It was like we got like 30 seconds of a 4-minute clip
of what Tom Hanks did. Yeah, that is kind of shit, honestly. I hate
the fuck.
People clip things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that here in Space Cloud. We post the whole thing, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, we post the whole thing, and then we also do clips. Just what we think is the best clip of the entire thing. Which is, it's like a best of, and we do that favor for you, so you don't, if you don't have the time to watch the entire thing,
you can just watch the mini thing, yeah.
A little clip, and then we put a smaller clip of that clip on TikTok and Instagram, so you can even, you know, if you have even less time to watch the clip, you can watch a smaller clip of the clip. That's how fucking tight we are. It's like
we are kind of the fucking best, dude.
Yeah, we're kind of the fucking best. Yeah,
you guys are really the fucking best.
He agrees. Yeah, so I guess that wasn't really much of an end note because we thought we would get to know what Tom Hanks was like as a dad, and instead Logan Paul masturbated all over the place.
White boy summer.
That's kind of how she goes, isn't it?
That is kind of just a white boy summer wet.
That's white boy summer, a big masturbation fest.
Yeah, a bunch of white guys jacking off on each other.
That is white boy summer. That is white boy summer.
Yeah,
a bunch of white guys jacking off on each other.
I'm hanging in the space cloud with my friends, and you know it's gonna be a party. We're gonna shake it up, we're gonna say things we shouldn't, we're gonna have to delete shit for sure. Space cloud, yeah, space cloud. We're gonna delete shit for sure, but not that part.